Walking the Spiritual Path. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today, Walking the Spiritual Path. We all like to think that we are walking our spiritual path. We all like to think that we are doing what is for our highest and best. We all like to think that the things that we think about, the things that we do, and the things that we are our finest and best. And, if to a large part, this is true. The things that we think about, the things that we do, the things that we are for our highest and best. But just what is our highest and best? This is something that we'll never know. We'll never know what is for our highest and best, but we can always aim at doing what we feel is fine and beautiful. We don't know what is our highest and best, but walking the spiritual path, we attempt to proclaim that we do understand what our highest and best is. Our highest and best might be to be happy all the time. Oh my goodness, isn't that a new approach to it? Yes, it is. To be happy all the time. Our highest and best is to have all the abundance we can enjoy. Well, now, that's not a bad idea, but that's walking the spiritual path. It certainly is. Our highest and best is to enjoy ideal health at all times. Well, that's pretty nice. I like that very much. If that's the spiritual path, I'll walk that path. That's right. That's the spiritual path. The spiritual path is to always be experiencing our highest and best, to always be experiencing perfect health, to always be experiencing perfect relationships with our friends and neighbors and family. Walking the spiritual path is living a happy life, filled with joy and peace and harmony, balance, and oneness. Walking the spiritual path is a kind of nice idea when you think of it from that point of view. And this is the point of view that we should be thinking of it. Or at least the point of view we can be thinking about it. Now, if you are concentrating on negative things, not having something, then you're not really living a happy life. But that's the way it is. That's the things I experience. That's right. You experience it, I experience it, because that is what our thought is all about. Our thought is that we do not have the various things that make life into a glorious experience. How do we attain these things that we would like to have that would make life a glorious experience? How do we bring them about in our world? How do we experience them? Well, we experience them by putting the cause in motion for them to exist in our world. Generally speaking, we're taught that we're not worthy. Generally speaking, we're taught that we don't deserve the finest and the best things in life. We're taught that we can't have it because it's just something for only a special few, and we're not one of those few. Well, why not? Why not be one of those few? Why not be the party crasher? Why not be the person who has this high opinion of himself, and he walks in anywhere, and anywhere he walks, people say, oh, you're wealthy, you're healthy, you're happy, you're hearty, you're fantastic. Why? Because that's what he outpictures. That's what he shines forth from the very soul of his being. Why is it some people have a charisma that's enough to float a battleship? So beautiful, so wonderful, so powerful, so joyous, their charisma just sets the world on fire. Their charisma makes you want to elect them presidents or elect them kings and queens. You want to place them in places of honor because they are so wonderful. Well, how did they get that way? It's just something from within. They let loose They let loose that sparkle that's within them. They let loose that magic that's within them. They let loose that belief in themselves that's within them. And it's within all of us. But they let it loose. Now, in the process of letting it loose as little people and growing into older people, they may have been running into all sorts of obstacles. Who do you think you are, the pure white snow? A lot of people ask that of others because they go around acting so confident, so happy, so joyous, so wonderful. That question was often asked of me. Who do you think you are? Are you the pure white drifting snow? And I say, yep. And they say, well, why are you always so happy? I say, well, why not? Why are you always got everything you want? Well, why not? Why are you surrounded by people who are so lovely and so thoughtful and so considerate and so courteous and so kind? Well, that's the way I look at life. That's the way I am. Well, how can you be considerate and loving and kind and so forth when the world is not that way? Well, that's the way I am. My world is the way I am. My world reflects outwardly what I am within. I walk the spiritual path. Oh, now, aren't we hoi floi? Aren't we fan dandy? Yeah, sure. That's right. I walk the spiritual path, which means the path of happiness, the path of joy, the path of balance, the path of peace, the path of abundance, the path of wholeness, all that good stuff. Well, can I walk that path too? Sure you can. Well, what do I have to do to walk that path? Just start saying to yourself, I like me. And start acting that you like me. And that you think me, yourself, me, I like me, is the most wonderful guy, the most wonderful girl, the most wonderful being on the face of the earth. Yes, isn't that great? Well, sounds good, but whoever does that? The happy people. Have you ever seen happy people? Sure. Have you ever seen healthy people? Sure. Have you ever seen wealthy people? Sure. Have you ever seen people who are harmonious and joyful about all things in life? Well, yeah. Not very often, but yeah. Well, that's because only when you choose that path, and only when you choose to let the charisma that's within you sparkle out, shine forth, jump out, be your reality, will you experience those things. Now, can you experience those things right now? How about that? Can you experience those things right now? It's up to you. It's up to me. When I go around the world knowing I like me, all the world likes me. When I go around the world acting like a very abundant person, a very wealthy person, nobody asks how much money I have. Nobody asks if I can afford things or do things. They just know that I am wealthy. I have everything. They know that even though, you see, I have the little things, and I really delight in the little things. I delight in the big things, but I delight in the little things, so the little things are the things that I can play with and can enjoy. Oh, I like gadgets, I like trinkets and things, but I'm not possessed by them. And I think that's part of being wealthy, is not being possessed by things. I'm not possessed by it because when someone comes along and I feel that I'd like to give it to them, I give it to them. And then I go on and buy something else. And I'm always having the abundance there to go and buy, to go and get. It's always there. Now, do I have money so I could spend it without thought? Well, at the moment, I have money so I can spend it with thought. And when I choose to spend it without thought, well, then I won't have money. And the reason I won't have money is because no matter what I do it because I put a cause in motion. I put the cause in motion to say, I like me. And so I do things that make me happy. I give out a smile. Not because I've only got so many to give, but I give out a smile because that's my nature. And as I look around, Everybody is smiling back at me. I have a healthy body, and I look out around me, and everybody else has a healthy body, too. I don't know anybody in my world who hasn't got a healthy body. And this is what makes for healthy people. This is what makes for wholeness. When you look around and you see everyone in the world, your reflection, which is true, and if anybody's sick, that's what you've got in your heart. You better get it out right away. Get in your heart that you're whole and perfect. You're wealthy and you're healthy. You're happy. You're hearty. So get it in your heart right now. And as you get that in your heart right now, as you live that, as you exude that charisma of health, of wealth, of happiness, of joy, of peace, of harmony, as you exude that charisma of who you are, all the world will be your oyster. All the world will be the happy time for you. All the world will be the delight of your heart. And all the world is the delight of your heart right now. And it's just a matter of opening our eyes and seeing, yes, all the world is the delight of my heart. I look out and I see the snow-capped mountains. Wow, how beautiful they are, how glorious they are. I look around at my garden and I see, here it is wintertime in Southern California. The temperatures at night get down below 30. And during the day, they get up around 50, sometimes 60. And this month of February is going out kind of cool. But spring is just around the corner and things will perk up. But my box of plants that I have sitting on my outside my window, the winter planters, they are blooming beautifully. They are doing just so nice. And wherever my plants are that I have watered and put a little fertilizer on and given a little love to, they bloom even in the wintertime. Whatever I care about cares about me. I water my beautiful pine trees that I'd like to have glorious and tall, and every time I look at them, they seem to shoot up another foot because I love them and bless them and think they're so wonderful. Why don't I do this with my body? Why don't I do this with everything? Why don't I do this everywhere I turn? Look at everything I see and say, it is wonderful. It is a reflection of me. And that's what life is, a reflection of me. All of my life is a reflection of me, and all of the life of everyone else is a reflection of themselves. Now, we read about the unhappy things of this world because they're so unusual. We don't read about the usual things of this world because they're so usual. The vast majority of people in this world are happy. The vast majority of people in this world are content. They're healthy, wealthy, and wise. The vast majority of people in this world are outstanding. And I'm one of those vast majority. I'm outstanding. I'm happy. I'm wealthy. I'm healthy. I'm happy. Oh, my, oh, my. That's what it's all about. And that's all that it's all about. There's not one thing we can do that will make the world different than what we are. Because our charisma, that power within us, that dynamo within us, the atoms that are sparkling out energy within us and shining it forth around us, is so powerful that everything we see is indeed our reflection. And so when we have a good centerpiece in our heart, when we have happiness and joy and peace and harmony and wholeness in our heart, then that is the world we see about us. That's the world that we know. And that's walking the spiritual path. I'm walking the spiritual path because I'm walking the happiness path. I'm walking the path of peace and truth, joy, love, honor, goodness. I'm walking the spiritual path because that's the only path there is. And what appears to be another path is only when I lose sight of who and what I am. And I can regain that sight of myself real quick in a hurry, because that's what matters. Real quick in a hurry. I am that I am. I am the beautiful expression of all that's good. All that's marvelous, all that's wonderful. My charisma shines out. Our charisma is that which we are. We see a happy baby, his charisma. We see a happy lady, we see her charisma. We see a happy politician, we see his charisma. We see a politician who is trying to con people, and we see his charisma. And people who have like charisma, vote them into power. Now, we want politicians who like themselves. We want politicians who think this is a good world and a good country and good people. We want politicians to believe that the world is abundant and it's all to be shared. It's a healthy country, it's a healthy world, it's a healthy people that populated it. 7 billion people. Almost unbelievable, isn't it? And all of them. Whole, healthy, happy, hearty, wonderful. A teeny weeny little bit are not. But we are going to inundate them with our joyous, happy, harmonious love. Our unconditional love. And as we do that, and as we walk the spiritual path, we'll find that they too are experiencing all of the goodness that we are experiencing from our spiritual path. That's what it's all about. And it's all about that because we say, I like me. And when we say, I like me, then our charisma, our spiritual path, is a path of right action, peace, and truth. That's the path I claim, because I say, I like me, I like me, I like me.